Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
You were bought at a price. Well, it's working tonight. Anybody still sleeping? You were bought at a price. Nothing is free. I saw a sign the other day that said there's no such thing as government money. It's all ours. And nothing is free. I'm a science fiction fan, especially the old science fiction before it got weird. And there's one of my favorite books talks about colonizing the moon. And there's a term in that they use called tanstafel. I'm probably mispronouncing it because with that many vowels or that many consonants, it's hard to pronounce. But it stands for this: there ain't no such thing as a free lunch. Nothing is free. We have the expression that you'll hear, free as air. Well, what made me think about that was that science fiction book where the air on the moon, where they colonized this and had, they paid for the air. And you think, wow, that's really weird. Paying for air. Well, we do it right here too. How many scuba divers do you know? Those air tanks don't come cheap. They're not free. You have to pay for everything. Everything has a cost. Food, shelter, clothing. Everything has to be bought and paid for by someone. There is a price. Had to be made by someone. Even gifts, as I start bringing this to a point, even gifts that we think of as free, and believe it or not, the IRS doesn't, unless they've changed it in the last few months, the IRS doesn't tax a gift, for which I am grateful. Gifts, we think of those as being free. It was a free gift. It was given to me. Well, brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you there is no such thing as a free gift. It was made by somebody. It was transported by somebody. It was shipped by somebody. Somebody put something into it to make it. When you think about gifts, which ones mean the most to you? Which ones that you have received are the most important to you? I'm going to guess if you're a grandparent, probably the most important gift you ever received is probably on a magnet on your refrigerator door. Didn't cost a whole lot, did it? But somebody put a lot of effort into it. Somebody gave you something that has a place of honor in your home. Somebody gave you something that is important to you. We put a lot of Christmas decorations up at the right time of the year. We have ornaments hanging on the tree. And it's funny, over the years, even now with the kids all grown and gone, they'll come back and they'll walk in the house and they'll see the Christmas tree and they'll make a beeline for that Christmas tree and they want to look for the gift that they made back in 19-aught whatever. Those gifts are important. Thought, time, effort, sacrifice, all of those things were a price that was paid for that free gift, because nothing is free. The Bible talks a lot about gifts. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. Paul writes, "Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift." This gift that we think of, that word meaning free. James chapter 1 verse 17 tells us every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there's no variation or shadow of turning. Once again, the concept of a gift, which we think of as free. Romans chapter 5. Verse 18, therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in the justification of life. Free gift. The Bible talks a lot about gifts. One more for us, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 through 8. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. There's that gift again. In Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. We were given a gift. It is a gift. And we tend to think of gifts as being free, but our gift is not free. It's not free. It came at a price. Somebody paid a price to buy, to make that gift. 2 Peter chapter 2. There were false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord, here's the point, the Lord who bought them, and will bring on themselves swift destruction. You see, the Bible talks about this gift, this wonderful free gift, but then it goes on to describe it as, I have been bought to get that gift. The price paid for our gift wasn't money. Oh, money's too easy. We all know situations where we give money because it makes us feel good. Oh, I forgot. I got to get a card and put some money in it quick. We don't put a lot of thought into it. It's easy to just give money. It's easy to just give things that don't have a whole lot of meaning. But those are not the gifts that mean things. They're meant to give the giver, make the giver feel good, but they don't have the meaning of something that's from the heart. We have a tradition at our house that we started when Adam was a little bitty baby. We call it homemade Christmas. And we decided that gift giving is great and it's wonderful and we all enjoy it. And I like getting gifts and I like giving gifts. But every year at Christmas time, we ask each member of the family to make something for all the other members. As the family grew, that got to be me making a lot of gifts. And each one of us making a lot of gifts. And that's what we open on Christmas Eve. It's got to be something that you made. Something that you put some thought into, something that you put some effort into. We call it homemade Christmas. And you know, over the years, that's become the gifts that has meant the most to the kids. Because it puts something of us into it. The gift of God to me, to you, was not bought with money. Money couldn't buy this gift. No, the gift of God was bought with blood. The blood of Jesus. And as a result of that gift, we belong to Him. He bought us, He paid for us with that blood. Now, some gifts we get, we can just take them home, put them on the shelf, forget about them. Some gifts we get, we can take them home and look at it and say, well, I don't know what we're going to do with that. When Brenda and I got married, we still laugh to this day about the fact that all of our wedding gifts, I don't remember the exact number. I think it was about 23 candy dishes. Yeah. And you know, the problem with getting 23 candy dishes is that when you go to re-gift them, you got to remember who gave you which one. Some gifts we just put on side. Some gifts we don't use. Some gifts over the years, they quietly gather dust or they disappear. Some gifts get re-gifted. But the gift that God gave us comes with responsibility. We have responsibilities that we have to fulfill. We have a responsibility to treat that gift with the respect that it is due, with the respect that it is owed. And one of the ways we show that respect is to not abandon it and not go back to a sinful life, to a sinful way. That act of the plan of salvation we talk about a lot, and you hear me talk about this a lot, that one of the key parts of that five-step plan of salvation, and then where we hear the word and we believe the word and we repent and we confess and we're baptized and rise to walk a newness of life. We focus on some of those, but we leave off a lot of times the repent part. That's a responsibility. That means turning away from, changing your thought process, changing what you do, changing what you think, changing how you act, changing how you talk. What makes you different from everybody else? Belonging to Jesus. Responding to the gift that he gave us. That's a responsibility to show respect to that gift. I had a boss a few years ago that was given a gift of a football signed by some big football player. And he had that gift sitting up on the shelf in a place of honor where people could see it and people would talk about it and ask about it. It was important to him. What do we do with God's gift? Do we treat it with honor? Do we treat it with respect? Do we treat it like we really mean it in our everyday life? In the basic, simple things. Somebody told me a while back, Leon, you got a real knack for stepping on toes. Okay, if I've got a knack for it, I might as well do it. Do you obey the speed limit laws? Don't answer that. Isn't that one of the laws of the land? Are we supposed to obey the laws of the land? Didn't Jesus buy us with a price and tell us what we were supposed to do with our lives? Oh, but Leon, if we obey the speed limit laws, if it's 65 and I'm driving 65, I'll get run over. I represented a speeder one time in court. We didn't actually get to court. I went in to see the county attorney, and we negotiated a deal. And I said to the county attorney, well, yeah, this person was doing 75 in a 65 zone on the interstate I-75. And he said, I hope she was in the right lane, because if she was in the left lane doing 10 miles over, somebody would run over her. And he was right. Leon, I can't be, I'd get run over. I'd be the only person on the whole interstate doing the speed limit. What happened to the idea of being different from the world around us? Aren't we supposed to be different? We should be the ones who are following the laws. We should be the ones that people look at and say, he's doing something different than the rest of us. I wonder why. Because we were bought with a price and we received a gift that was paid for. And we have a responsibility. 1 Corinthians 7:23, you were bought at a price. Do not become slaves of men. You've been bought, you belong to Jesus. You're supposed to be behaving like you belong to Jesus. And not only are we supposed to, but brothers and sisters, we have a responsibility to do that. We've been given this gift. We have a responsibility to that gift. An old story about a guy who was handed a lobster out on the street. A friend of his said, here, handed him a lobster. And the guy said, well, the lobster, what am I going to do with it? He said, I guess I could take it home for dinner. And his buddy said, oh, he's already had dinner. Take him to a movie. You got the lobster. Now you got a responsibility. You have the gift of Jesus. I have the gift of Jesus' life for mine to allow me to go to heaven. I have a responsibility. And I have a responsibility to live up to that gift, to give it the honor and the respect that it deserves. I have a responsibility to share that gift. Matthew chapter 10, verse 5, these 12 Jesus sent out and commanded them, saying, do not go into the way of the Gentiles, and do not enter the city of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out the demons. Now Jesus is sending them in the limited commission to the Israelites, to the lost sheep of Israel. Later on, he broadens that and he tells us to go to all nations, baptizing all men and teaching them to obey. But the point I want to draw to is that last part of verse 8 of Matthew 10. Freely you have received. Freely give. You see, we've received a gift of salvation. And we have a responsibility not only to treat it with respect and honor, we have a responsibility to share it, not to keep it to ourselves. It's said that there's nothing in this world more expensive than a free cat. I think there may be some truth to that. Because as soon as you get this free cat, you now have a responsibility. It's got to be fed. It's got to go to the vet. It's got to be taken care of. We've received a few free cats in our lives. I'm not a huge cat person. Those cats have been expensive. Because when you get that free gift, there's responsibilities that come with it. When we get the free gift from Jesus, from God, their responsibilities that come with it, a great gift of heaven, that great gift of eternity with God, of eternity with Jesus, a great gift freely given, but it's not free. It has responsibilities. Are you living up to your responsibilities? Have you accepted the gift? You know, you can get a gift at Christmas time and it can sit in the closet and never get opened. We have that occasionally. In fact, it's a joke around our house that every Christmas we'll go digging through the closet and we'll find something that somebody forgot to put out under the tree. That gift didn't get treated with responsibility. It didn't get accepted. We have to accept the gift that Jesus offers us. He says, I paid the price for your sins, Leon, but you have to unwrap the gift. You have to accept it. You have to obey it. You have to fulfill the conditions to get the benefits of the gift. It's right there, but you've got to open it. It's right there, but you've got to accept it. And it's right there, but you then, once you open it, you have to take the responsibility. You have to accept the responsibility for that gift because it's not free. Somebody paid for it. The blood of Jesus paid for that free gift that is offered to you and offered to me. Have you accepted the responsibility and taken it on? The benefits are there. The benefits are free to us, but we have to take on the responsibility. Are you living your life the way Jesus wants you to? Are you respecting and honoring this free gift? Because Jesus paid for it. If you need to make changes in your life, do it tonight. Do it now. Let's stand and sing the song. And as we're singing, I pray that you'll respond to Jesus in the way that's appropriate.